Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Chad, and I serve with the Send Network and also at LifePoint. We're in week two of Now Playing, and the main idea of this series is every story points to the story, and we've been looking at the collision of faith and film. And this week's movie is The Pursuit of Happiness, starring Will Smith. We also looked at Genesis 29, and one of the main themes of the movie and of Genesis 29 is how elusive happiness can be. And it begs the question, how can something that is so universally desired, like being happy, so difficult to enjoy? As I was watching the movie, I told my wife that this movie has to be one of the saddest I've ever seen. Chris Gardner just takes punch after punch and just keeps getting up. At one point in the movie, he gets a parking ticket for a car that he doesn't own. He gets hit by a car while trying to chase down a thief that stole something from him. In the process, he loses a shoe and has to go back to work with just one shoe for the rest of the day. At one point in the movie, he starts to find some stability and just in time to be cleaned out by the IRS, and the hits just seem to keep on coming. In Genesis 29, it's much of the same. We're introduced to Leah, one of the two daughters of Laban, Jacob's uncle. The Bible says that Leah's sister, Rachel, is beautiful, but Leah herself is weak-eyed. Now, we don't exactly know what weak-eyed means, but I can tell you it ain't good. Laban promises Jacob that he can marry Rachel if he will work for him for 7 years. Jacob agrees because of his infatuation with Rachel, and at the end of 7 years, on his wedding day, Laban pulls a switcheroo on Jacob at the last second and brings Leah to him, and not Rachel. He does this, we think, so that he's not stuck with the burden of Leah for maybe the rest of his life. The text seems to imply that neither Rachel or Leah had any idea of the arrangement that Laban and Jacob made. So Leah thinks that she was chosen by Jacob. But in the morning, when Jacob sees that it's Leah, he's furious with Laban. This reveals that Jacob did not want Leah, and Laban did not want Leah. And in 7 days, she finds herself married to the same man as her sister, whose shadow she's likely been in her whole life. Happiness is elusive indeed, isn't it? But soon God sees that Leah is hated, that's what the Bible says, and opens her womb, but Rachel can't have children. Leah has 3 children, and after each one, she says, "Now my husband will love me. Maybe now my husband will be attached to me. Now he will love me because I've given him 3 sons. But each time she says the same thing, so we can assume that each time Jacob still loves Rachel, but not Leah. But something happens when Leah has her 4th child. She says, this time I will praise the Lord. In that moment, that moment that she has her 4th child, she gets her life back. She stops looking primarily for her happiness in her husband's love and acceptance, and starts seeking it in God. And when she does, everything changes. This story shows us that when we try to find our happiness in anything but God, it always falls short. That there is nothing that can satisfy us like God can. We will be tempted to seek happiness in so many things in this life, good things mostly, and there's nothing wrong with enjoying the good gifts that God has given us. But our problems stem from not enjoying God's gifts, but enthroning them. There is nothing wrong with loving our kids, wanting to have a great marriage, and wanting to be financially independent. But when that good thing or those good things become ultimate things, that's when our lives begin to fall apart. And we have all done this at one time or another. But just like Leah, God is inviting us to get our lives back, to lift our head and stop looking for happiness in things and start looking for our happiness in God. Before I pray, I just want to say thanks again for checking out the Drivecast today. Hope that you'll come back the rest of this week for more episodes. Let's pray. Lord, help us to seek our happiness in you, because really we were created for you. Help us enjoy your good gifts without enthroning your good gifts. Give us the grace to pursue you above all things, for in you we do truly find our happiness. Amen. Now, why don't you take a minute and pray and ask the Lord to show you where your source of happiness is coming from, and ask Him that this time, just like Leah said, to help you look to Him.